Man, was 2023 a heck of a year. Hi everybody, I'm Rob, and this is Stormcrow Overland. We talk about overlanding, camping, road tripping, and just generally getting out and enjoying life. And on this episode, we're going to kind of do an overview of 2023, kind of look back, and last year I made a video of kind of my goals for 2023. So we're going to kind of talk about those and see how I did. Did I meet my goals or not? Then we'll kind of talk about my goals for 2024, and just kind of do a general update of what's been going on with the channel and talk about how things are going to go in the future. So to start off, last year, my goals were pretty simple. I had three main goals that I had talked about on that video. It was one of the first videos I did. The audio was horrible. I had a brand new microphone. And I thought I had it hooked up right, and I didn't. And it was hooked up wrong, and it was really windy, so the audio on that video was horrible. So you probably couldn't even hear what I said. But so my three goals. First one, my goal for 2023, was to go camping at least once every month. I knew that was going to be a tough goal. I got really close. Managed to go camping 10 months out of the year. I missed August, which... August is a tough year for me anyway. Here in Oklahoma, it's super hot. My kid's in school. My wife's a teacher. So them both getting ready to go back to school. Wife trying to get classroom set up. Kid, you know, trying to get the kid ready to go back to school. Just that kind of stuff. Oh, and my anniversary's in August. My wife's birthday's in August. It's just August is a busy month for us. So I'm not surprised that I didn't make it out that month. Especially on top of that, it's just hot and miserable. And I don't have like a zero breeze or anything. The only breeze I have is whatever's going on outside. So yeah, not surprised there. And then the other month that I didn't make it out was December. And December's tough for everybody. It's the holidays. You know, I got, you know, a holiday party at work. I got my wife's holiday party. We got my kids going to dance recital. It's just, it was something every weekend anyway. The cold is really not what stopped me. I got a diesel heater this year. Really, really like it. I still need to make a video about that. That I'm not going to say it was a game changer because I'm so tired of that term, just like everybody else. But that made a huge difference in cold winter camping. Made it go from like, I survived this to, I enjoyed this, which is good. That's kind of the whole point. I'm not the first one to say it. Lots of people have said it, but most of us do this to thrive, not try to survive. This is not a weird survival thing. It's to go out, have a good time, and enjoy it. All right, so goal one, didn't quite meet it, got close. Goal two was to go on at least one big trip. The trip I had in mind was the New Mexico BDR. Didn't happen. Just life got crazy, stuff got in the way. We were pretty short-handed at work. I couldn't take a lot of time off. It just a bunch of reasons, a bunch of excuses, really. But just wasn't able to make that one happen this year. Still planning that trip. Still got New Mexico BDR in my mind, along with a couple of other ideas that may or may not happen. So we'll talk about that when we get to my ideas for 2024. Third one was not really a goal. It was just one of those I wasn't sure how it was going to work out. Kind of wanted to get and try out one of the big overland events, whether it was Overland Expo or More Expo or Rito or any of that kind of stuff. I wasn't sure if it was going to be for me. They sound crowded. They sound busy. Just not like my thing. I like to go out and get away from people, not go be with lots of people. But I broke down. I went to Rito. Went to Rendezvous in the Ozarks, if you're not sure what I'm talking about. It's in the fall. Big, nice thing. A bunch of overlanders get together. They have classes. They have vendors. They do a big giveaway. There's lots of trail rides that you can get on. You know, there's like organized trail rides you can go on, or you can just kind of organize your own. Had a lot of people from the Oklahoma area show up. We had at least eight of us from the Oklahoma City area. And then there was Tulsa people there. Oki Overland was there. They had a huge setup in the vendor section. But overall, really good experience. I enjoyed it a lot more than I expected. The weather turned out different than what was forecasted, which was not good because it was supposed to be sunny and it ended up being rainy and cold. And I didn't pick enough warm stuff, and I didn't have a diesel heater yet. So I spent part of that time almost miserable and almost uncomfortable, but it was still a lot of fun. I actually taught some first aid classes there. That was really neat. It's always neat to I'm used to teaching certain things, and we're talking about gunshot wounds and explosions and rollover, Humvee rollovers. Obviously, that's different. Different situations from injuries than what the normal overland camping type person would encounter. So it was neat taking the curriculum I'm used to and trying to kind of change it to more normal people stuff and teaching the class. It was ridiculous. The first class I taught at Rendezvous, I taught two. In the first one, I think we had a total of five people. One was an EMT, one was a medic in the military. And one was a nurse at the Mayo Clinic. She was an ER nurse at the Mayo Clinic. What on earth are y'all doing in my first aid class? This was ridiculous. Any of those three could have got up and taught it, and probably done a better job. But luckily, they were able to get stuff out of it. They were able to contribute to the conversation, and we made sure we had time at the end for questions, let people get hands-on some of the first aid gear, practice putting on tourniquets, practice putting on compression bandages, stuff like that. And they were able to enhance the conversation, answer some other questions and stuff that I was a little fuzzy on, or just kind of add to things. That was amazing. So yeah, really enjoyed Rendezvous. I'm sure I'm gonna go next year now. Yeah, so that kind of wraps up the review of 2023. Like I said, overall it was a great year. We did just other stuff that we did besides my goals. We did. I took throughout the year. I took over Riggs and Coffee. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. But we did Riggs and Coffee every month for the whole year. We did a cleanup. We did a cleanup run at the Sugar Creek Loop. That was great. Picked up tons of trash. Didn't even we weren't even able to finish the whole loop because we had so much trash we picked up. A lot of people showed up. We had a lot of prizes to give away. Lots of people had a great time. Also went up and did the Goose Island cleanup with some of the Tulsa folks. I'm not exactly sure who organized that. I think it was Jeff from Wander, Oklahoma, but I know Lee from Overland Radio is involved as well. Went up and did that cleanup as well. That was great. Several of the Oklahoma City folks ran up there and helped. And that was great. I'd never been to Goose Island before, so that was another place to go. But overall, excellent year. So now we're going to kind of transition, and then we're going to talk about what my goals for 2024 and my plans for 2024. So let's transition to that real quick. Okay, so we talked about 2023. Overall, great year. A lot of good things happened. Didn't quite get to everything I really wanted to do, but overall, excellent time. Had a great time. Got a lot of ideas for 2024, though. I'm going to go ahead and keep my goal of trying to go camp every month. And I'd say it's not going to happen this year, but I'm still going to try. I'm recording this on the 31st of January, and I have not gone camping in January. And I'm not going camping tonight. So I'm obviously not going to make my goal of camping every month, but I'm still going to work towards it. It's still a good goal to strive toward. Make sure to try to get out at least once a month, if not more. Still want to go on one big trip. It's kind of up in the air right now. I was leaning towards New Mexico BDR or possibly going down to Texas and going down to Big Bend. Kind of tried to do Big Bend National Park and Big Bend State Park. They're different apparently, and there's different things. But yeah, I'm from Texas. That's something I want to go down and do. I also thought about going and trying to stay on Padre Island National Seashore because it's only a couple hours from where I grew up. And I can see family and do that on the side. And those were the three I was really considering for trying for a big trip this year. And then out of nowhere, I was riding the car with my wife and kid, and they both all of a sudden were like, "Hey, we go to Colorado this summer?" And I was like, "What do you mean? Do you guys like want to like fly to Colorado?" And they're like, "No, what if we do like a road trip and we like camped one night, got a hotel one night, and maybe you can take us on a trail and show us some of the cool stuff out there. Maybe we can do some hiking and stuff in the mountains." And I'm like, cool. So we're trying to plan that out. who knows for sure if it's going to happen. I hope it does. It'd be really cool. My kid is currently 15 and always talked about how she didn't enjoy hiking and didn't really like camping. Finally, one day we were in the car and I was talking to her and I was like, what is it do you not like? Because the few times we have gone, you seem to enjoy it. And she's like, oh, I just don't want to camp or hike here. It's boring and flat and there's nothing. She's, I want to go where there's mountains. I'm like, oh, well, let's go to Colorado. And then the same thing, I was watching a video one day and my wife's like, oh, that's gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, that's the trail I went on last year. It was Madonna Pass, if you're curious. She was like, well, that'd be neat. My wife gets a little anxious in the car, especially when it comes to trail stuff. She doesn't want to be driving down cliff roads. We're not going to be doing Black Bear Pass or anything. But she wants to get out and kind of get, try getting away from people, try some trails. And I was thinking about it. I was like, yeah, Madonna Pass would be about perfect because it's gorgeous. It's nothing super technical. We can see the sand dunes and stuff at the end. And we can camp there too. That's a good idea. So I think that's our general idea. We're going to try to head to Colorado, from here in Oklahoma, head up, do Madonna Pass, find somewhere to camp. From there, head over to Ouray or Silverton, somewhere in that area. Get a hotel or an Airbnb or something. That way, their wife and kid don't have to go too many nights without a shower and a nice real bed and stuff. And then I told my wife and my kid, I'm like, okay, each one of you can pick one thing you really want to do. The thing I really want to do is go camp and do Madonna Pass with y'all. What do y'all want to do? Wife is relatively sure she wants to do some mild whitewater rafting. So we're kind of already looking at that. Kid found a waterfall she wants to hike out to. So I'm like, okay, perfect. And they're all in that kind of early Silverton area. So we're talking about doing that. And then on the way back, there is a hip camp in northern New Mexico. It's on a yoga compound. I can't remember what it's called off the top of my head. I've got a sticker for it somewhere. But it's a yoga retreat, basically. And they have the hip camp set up, and they have several old buses around their property converted into little cabins. I happened to stay there 2 years ago or a year ago, something like that. Just out of the blue, the place I was going to stay fell through, got on hip camp, found this place. It was cheap. It was close. It looked cool. And my wife's a yoga instructor. She's like, oh my God, we can stay here. Man, my kid thinks the bus is cool. She wants to stay in the bus. My wife wants to go there and try to do some yoga. So, okay, we'll stop there on the way back. That's the trip we're really planning right now. I would still love to do New Mexico BDR or something or else too. I want to love my family, but I need to find some time to go out by myself as well. So I got to figure that out too. But So we got the first goal of doing camp every month, which is not going to happen. Second goal of at least one big trip. And I'm sure one of those multiple big trip ideas I have will work out. And finally, I'm going to try to do at least one, maybe more, big overland events this year. Relatively sure I'm going to go back to Rendezvous in the Ozarks. I had a really good time. Randy, who puts that on, does a great job. It's Natural State Overland. Sure, I'll do that again. I'll probably try to teach some classes again. I might even try to teach a few more classes because it's really fun. I really enjoyed it. I've applied to teach classes at the Moore Expo. I haven't heard anything back yet, so I'm not getting my hopes up. So I might go to Moore. Don't know yet. Still, that one's still in the air. And there's a new one this year. It's going to be somewhere in Oklahoma. It's like Overlanding America or something like that. I forget what it's called. I have to look it up. And it's like at an off-road park resort thing with pools and showers and all kinds of other stuff. And I'll probably go just because it's close. I mean, it's an hour and a half away. I may have to go check it out. But that's the big stuff I want to do. So that's really my goals for 2024. So we'll go ahead and transition one more time and start talking about some of the changes for me and the channel and stuff going forward into 2024. Because there are going to be a couple of changes. There's already been some changes. One second. All right, so this is where things get interesting. Changes. Changes inevitable. Changes occasionally uncomfortable. But But hopefully it's all going to be for the best. None of these changes were, none of these were like knee-jerk reactions. These were all well thought out, carefully considered. I am no longer doing the Rigs and Coffee here in OKC. There was a multitude of reasons why. No, there was no one thing, but there were several reasons that just kind of kept compounding and made it where it just wasn't really worth doing for me anymore. If someone else picks it up and starts doing it, great. Nothing against Rigs and Coffee, nothing against anybody that was involved in any of it. Even if there was some people or a person that had their feelings kind of hurt, hey, about how the situation worked out, no hard feelings there either. Everybody's allowed their own opinion. I will say, if you have a problem with how someone is doing something or what someone is doing, I would encourage you, and this, take this separate from the whole Rigs and Coffee thing. If you have a problem with what someone's doing or why they're doing something or anything like that, I would encourage you to reach out to that person and be like, hey, what happened? Or, hey, what's going on? Or try to find out, try to understand, because there's probably more to it than you think there is. I read a really good book a couple months ago, and some of you may know, some of you may not know, I'm big on improving my mental health and stuff like that. And I read a book called The Four Agreements. It's about four agreements to get through life and to be a better version of yourself, stuff like that. It gets a little hippy-dippy, but I really like it. And the third agreement is don't make any assumptions. So if someone's doing something that you don't understand why or don't agree with, talk to them. Don't make assumptions. Talk to them. See what's going on. Like I said, maybe there's more to it than you think. But luckily, the book is also helping me in this situation because the second agreement is not taking anything personal. So I'm letting it roll off my back and not worrying about it and not taking it personal. Other changes you're going to see. I did one video every week last year. We did 52 videos in 52 weeks. 1 second. Sorry about that. 52 videos, 52 weeks. Really enjoyed it. I learned a lot. I had a lot of fun. This year's going to be different. My goal is going to be to do one every 2 weeks. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. If I don't have time to do it, I'm not going to stress on it. If I don't have an idea of what to make a video of, I'm not going to make one. I want to keep making videos. I have ideas for several videos going forward. There's several events we've got planned. So there will continue to be videos. It just may not be as frequent as before. I hope you understand. It's just, I want to make sure this keeps being fun. And toward the end of last year, it got to the point, it was getting away from being fun. It was like, I have to do this. I don't want this to be something I have to do. I want this to be something I want to do. And I still want to do it. So good news there. Finally, big changes. With the moving away from Rigs and Coffee, we have a group here in Oklahoma City. If you're new to this or just don't know, I'm located in the Oklahoma City area. We're a group. It's a Facebook group. Oklahoma City. It's OKC Overland. If you're in the state or the area or you're going to be coming through, look us up on Facebook, OKC Overland, easy to find. It started out 2 years ago. It's a pretty active group. We did stuff pretty regularly. Kind of tapered off just because life happens. People move on to other things. Just life. But it started tapering off right as I started taking over Rigs and Coffee. And OKC Overland as a group almost died. The Facebook group was there. There was occasional discussions, but I think we went at least 6 months with no meetups or events or anything. I have talked to the people that started it are still involved. They just have other things going on. They can't be as involved as they were before. So I'm going to step up and kind of take over OKC Overland, take over running it at least. The guys that started it, Jake and Isaac, they're always welcome. They're always a big part of it. They're still around. They're just busy. Jake's got stuff going on. He's starting a family. He's got job stuff. He's got other stuff. He's got some side hustles. Good on him. Isaac's got like 14 kids now, I think, or something. Picking on you, Isaac. I know it's not that many. But he's got a good amount of kids. They're all involved in stuff. Him and his wife are both real busy. So they just don't have the time right now to commit towards running a group like this. So I'm taking it on. Ben, who may see in occasional videos, he is also kind of helping me. He is doing a lot to help me in the kind of the background. Honestly, he probably should be running it. Ben, if you're watching this, you probably should be running it. But he doesn't like kind of being in the spotlight. He's really good at running stuff and organizing things, but he doesn't like being the face of things. And it's silly. He'd be fine. And I know you're watching this and you could do it. You'd do an amazing job and make more videos. His channel is Vegvasir Overland. Hopefully I'm spelling that right. I might even put a link in the comments where I remember. He doesn't make a ton of videos, but when he does, they're really good. So hopefully he'll start doing some more. So with that, we're going to be doing a lot. Along with me personally trying to get out and camp and do stuff at least once a month, we're going to do at least one OKC Overland event every month. We had our first one in January, went off great. It's kind of silly because we stopped doing Rigs and Coffee to focus on OKC Overland, and then we met up at a coffee shop and basically did Rigs and Coffee, but it was cold outside. It was literally snowing. No one wants to, like, go out and do a whole lot when it's snowing here in Oklahoma, so it worked out really good. We had a great showing. And everybody got to kind of discuss and see, like, well, what do you want to see? What are your ideas? I don't want the group to be just what I want. I want to make sure it's what everyone else wants as well. So moving into February, we've already got three events planned. We're doing an OKC Overland Happy Hour. We're going to meet up at a local beer place. It's a German beer hall. We've met up there before. It's great. So we're going to meet up there. It's called Fassler Hall. If you're in the area and you have me watching this, look up OKC Overland on Facebook and you'll see the events. Then we're going to do a meetup. We're going to meet up one day for lunch at a taco place, Torchy's Tacos down in Norman. And finally, back to Ben being better at organizing things, he has set up a newbie run. That we have a popular, not a trail, but it's a popular like route around here called the Sugar Creek Loop. We did the cleanup there last year. It's a collection of dirt roads put together by Jared Finley from West OK Overland. He also makes phenomenal videos and is putting out more videos this year than I have so far, so I need to try to catch up. But I put a link to his stuff down there too because his stuff is amazing. And if you're watching my stuff, you probably know Jared anyway. So we have the Sugar Creek Loop. Ben is setting up a ride for new people. So for people that are just getting into this, trying to see if this is something they're interested in and don't want to go out by themselves. And we're going to do a kind of a little mini class at the beginning. I say we. Ben is doing this. This is Ben's thing. I am helping. I'm there to support. I'm going to be the truck in the back in case anything happens. That way we don't lose anybody or anything like that. But he's going to be doing like a class on real basic like trail communication. Like this is what a GMRS radio is. This is why you might want one. This is how you get a license. Talk about real quick about navigation stuff like Gaia versus Onyx. Little things, real basic recovery stuff. Just kind of an intro to all these things. To try to give these people a starting point. Then we're going to go run the Sugar Creek Loop so they can kind of get some experience doing it, try to build some confidence. And then hopefully we'll be on the radios the whole time so we can answer questions. And I'm going to try to this is an Overland discussion game that's come out recently called Radio Chatter, and it's a bunch of cards with questions on them. Like one of the questions is, like, if you could go Overland with any celebrity, who would it be? I'm going to try to have those in time for the ride so that we can do those over the radio too if things are getting quiet. But it'd be a good way for people to get out, get some confidence, meet some people. It's always tough when you want to try something, but you don't want to do it by yourself, but you don't really know anyone that does it. It'll be good for that. I'm really happy with how 2023 went. Looks like 2024 is off to a great start. Little bumpy. Life's been a little crazy. That's why there haven't been videos. We've had personal life stuff and once you take a break from something, it's kind of hard to get your momentum going again. But hopefully things will keep being a little more steady from here. And that's really all I have for you. If you're watching this on YouTube, we do also release the audio as a podcast. You can find it wherever good podcasts are found. Just search Stormcrow Overland. If you are listening to the podcast, we also release the video. I'm really rusty at this. If you are listening to the audio as a podcast, we release the video on YouTube. Just go on YouTube, search Stormcrow Overland. There's links to everything in the description. Don't worry. You can find us on Instagram, Stormcrow Overland. You can send me an email, stormcrowoverland@gmail.com, all those things. On any of those platforms, I would greatly appreciate a like, comment, follow, subscribe, message, anything. Let me know what you think. Are you sad that my video stopped for about a month? Or are you sad that I'm back? Are you excited I'm back? I hope somebody is. I hope some of y'all are enjoying this. This video has been a little long and rambly just by looking at the tracker up there on my camera, but I had a lot to say, and I'm excited about this year. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to remember how to wrap these videos up now. I guess that's all I've got for you this week. So just remember, sometimes you really do have to go out and get lost before you can find yourself. Thanks for watching.